Pastor Alberto speak. He is pastor of the church that meets here on Sunday morning. Tell us just very briefly about your church, and then give us good news.
Mi nombre es Alberto Alvarenga, and I am the pastor of the Iglesia Bautista Pueblo de Dios, one of the groups that meets in this space. We are very grateful to God.
The answer that God has given us,
as people of God, is that we can be together with you this morning. This has been a blessing for us. A while ago, we didn't know where to be. We were in one church, then we went to a home, and now we are with you. So the Holy Spirit works well. He does everything the way we sometimes we don't expect, but He does it perfectly. And I'm very grateful. My church is very grateful to Iglesia, to this Iglesia, to Presbyterian Baptist and Presbyterian Church here in Concord. Thank you all for letting us be in this campus. Today, when they called me to say that I was gonna preach, I was surprised, a little surprised, because I've been preaching in my church about the Holy Spirit, and you know this is the only way how we can do what we do. This is the only way how we can preach to people who is totally different than us. It's the Holy Spirit. And I have a purpose this morning in this message, is to bring to memory the true meaning of Pentecost, to fresh up our directions in life as disciples of Christ, as the children of God. As the church, we were called to be in days like the ones we are living now. We have here the story. Luke is telling a story to one of his friends. A story was worth to tell. And I'm going to be using the same passages, but I want to use one more, and this is in Acts chapter 1, verse 1 through 5. You don't have to look at it. I'm going to read it for you. This passage reads this way. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proof that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel? He said one thing, very important. He said, it is not for you to know the time or date the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be with my witness in Jerusalem, and Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. What a story! It is a beautiful story. We have heard about Jesus walking, making miracles. We have heard about Jesus being with the people who was hurt. We have heard about Jesus doing all kinds of miracles. And this time, he's not going to be here no more. This time is the moment when Jesus is taken up in the heavens to be with his Father. But the last word he said is, do not move because the Spirit will come on you. It is very, very emotional for me. But because when you hear these things, the purpose for us is to remember why. What the Holy Spirit said to us. What was the reason? Why the Holy Spirit has to stay in this earth? Why the Holy Spirit was promised? Why the Holy Spirit is a gift to us? And he said, the Holy Spirit will be a gift of the Father to you, to me. He was sent to his disciples. We are the disciples now. You are the disciple. You have been chosen to become the disciple of Christ. He did this. And he sent the disciples, and the Holy Spirit came in a day that was called Pentecost. The Father granted a gift to the believers, a gift to give him the power to become a witness of the love of God, a witness to every man, a witness to every woman, a witness to every race, without distinction, without position, or without language. He sent the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, for us to become the witness to everyone. Look right to Theophilus, because this message was important. Look tall. Theophilus, his friend, because this message was important. It was important then, in those days, and now it's important for us. It is important right now. The miracle of the gospel can change the life of the people we are in contact with every day. The Holy Spirit is giving you the power to be the witness to the nations. Luke did not talk about this great instruction because he continued to express it to his friend. The discovers he find out that he find the word of Jesus raised become a reality in the day that was promised, Pentecost. That promise to those who were persevering in Jerusalem received the gift. We are together this morning. We are together. The same as they were in those days. The disciples were in the upper room. They were praying. They were waiting. They were waiting for that power to come to him. But let's read again those passages. In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 9. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind, came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that they separated and came to the rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, they were staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard the sound, a crowd came together and bewildered men because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Persian, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, all of them were together." I can imagine how God called upon those people. I can't imagine how that people came, the people who was surrounding the area where they were, came a little with a fear. Maybe they didn't understand what happened. The disciples were experiencing something that they didn't even know that they were going to experience. But the people came. And God brought them together. I guess they were afraid. I don't know if you hear something, a big noise, close to where you are. Maybe it's your house. Not long ago, we heard about the storms. The water, the mud that came on some of those communities, they were afraid. In this case, the same thing happened. That noise, it was to everyone, and they think, "What is happening here?" But they came, fear or not, curious or not, they came. Because they came to see what happened. As soon as they got to where the disciples were, they hear the gospel in their own language. Even they were confused, they pay attention, and they repent of their sin. And the verse 41 of the same chapter, 41 says that they were about 3,000 of people were added to the church that it was just born. 2,000. Pentecost is the day where the promise of God was fulfilled. He gave us the power of the Holy Spirit to become witness of His love, His presence, His communion in us. Doesn't matter what others think. Doesn't matter what other things of us personally. The miracle of one to become a disciple of Christ can happen anytime. But in the same token, others will think we are crazy and will not want to hear from us, as in verses 12 or 15. But we must persevere. And let the power of the Holy Spirit lead us in prayer, in the Word, in our communion, and in our witnessing to the world. They were united in their mission. They became one in their mission. It was no different groups. You know, you're a Christian. I am a Christian. I believe in God. He has saved me. And I'll be in heaven because He said so. And you'll be in heaven because He said so. If you repent, if you give your life to the Lord, we are brothers and sisters. If we are one in Christ, that's all that matters. That's what the world wants to see. The world wants to see us one in God. The Holy Spirit is working in us to be one in God. It's not your opinion. It's not my opinion. It's God's will. It's God. What He wants us to be one. The church has a mission that began in Pentecost. And that is to become a witness to the world and to obey the call of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." He is with us. If what we have to do, forget about when or how is it going to be when Jesus comes. He will come. And He will come in power. He will come in glory. But while we will be waiting, while we are here in this world, while we have communion with others, the Holy Spirit has empowered us to go and tell others about the story of Jesus Christ, about the story of salvation, about the story that He wants to share with the world. Father, I pray that we can understand what the Holy Spirit is here for. I pray that the Holy Spirit, as I been filled since Pentecost, since I was called to be your disciple, take control of me and take control of the church. The church that needs the guidance, the direction, the empowerment to bring us to others. Not only talk, but show what Jesus has done for us. Thank you, Father. I praise you. You receive the glory. It belongs to you. In Jesus' name.